97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Second Amendment Radio and the great outdoors. That's the part we want you to focus on for the next few minutes, the great outdoors. We have the one and only meteorologist, Dave Murray, on the phone with us, and thrilled to have him on the show this weekend. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We are doing just fine. Thank you. We were thinking about you last week. We were talking to somebody because obviously he's here in the next month, I guess, actually starting this weekend. A lot of people, it's hunting season for them, and been thinking about the weather. And, you know, we got this big rain this weekend, knocked some of the leaves down. And we thought we should talk to Chief Meteorologist Dave Murray about this.
Well, why not?
Why not? So what do you? So I know that you've already given your big winter forecast at this point, correct?
No, the winter forecast is coming up on the 17th of November.
Okay, so I don't know. For some reason I had assumed that that was already
winter will be the December, January, February, and I always like to get through October before I really start to finish the ideas for winter. October tells us some tremendous signs in overall patterns, not necessarily the day-to-day weather, but in weather patterns that are setting up across North America. October is really, really important.
Well, and go ahead, Bo.
I was just going to say, it's kind of how difficult it is to put together your voter guide, Mark, for the voters. You got to wait to a certain point, man.
I got to wait till I can kind of get a feel for what in the world is going on out there.
Yeah, like, sure. Does yes mean no, or does no mean yes?
Well, in the last week, it was 80, then 40.
And so, in the 30s in some places.
Most people had a good hard freeze with that cold snap, and then we bounced. We went from well below average to well above average in the course of 6 days. And that's not that unusual in late October, certainly not unusual in November, and that's what we should continue to see. Obviously, the step down to cold really accelerates in the month of November, but I am anticipating more big swings in temperature. Maybe not quite as severe as we saw last week, but there's going to be some swings, like a whiplash as far as the weather is concerned. Go, wow, how did that happen? You know, kind of thing.
Well, Dave Murray, we actually heat with wood at our house, and last year we waited until December 1st to have the first fire in the fireplace, and actually this past week I burnt two nights because it was so chilly, and you know, a lot of people want to go to their thermostat, but you've got, like Mark Cox has some of his voter's guide prepared. Do you have some things prepared yet, or are you really just holding off until November?
As far as winter, no, I still, I got 3 weeks or so before I have to put that together. I really put it together, and I don't like to rush it. It's one of these things that I have a system for doing it. I have an idea of where I'm going with it, and I can tell you this is that folks who live in the upper Midwest, the Great Lakes, the Northeast, and probably the Ohio Valley, it's going to be a brutally cold winter.
Wow.
Now, what that does for us is that puts us right on the edge. And that's a concern with it. And typically, I think I've told this story before, but typically with these long-range forecasts, it will be put to bed about a week before we actually release it. And then what I do is there'll be times when I'll wake up in the middle of the night, or I'll be walking the dogs, and I'll think, do I really want to go that way? Did I consider this or did I not consider, kind of thing. And sometimes I make a switch, sometimes I don't. But there are little things when it comes to the long-range forecasting that it's not cast in stone until you release it.
So it's just coincidence then, Dave, that the Farmer's Almanac comes out on November 13th.
Oh, I'm just joking.
I thought you were waiting for resource material then. No, I'm just kidding. So between
a lot of the Farmer's Almanac is based on sunspot theory, just so you know.
Yeah, that's not bad.
you have to consider that. There's no question about it.
So between now and November 17th, like I'm thinking for in terms of people who are wondering what the weather's going to be like for the next month. Because I think this weekend might be youth deer hunting season, and it's already been a little bit of bow season and things like that around here. Can you just look ahead to the next month? What are you expecting between now and then?
Yeah, again, the step down to cold. I do think November is going to be a wet month, which, you know, is not best deal for hunting, but it's a good deal for going into winter because things have been so dry, even with the rain that we've had in the last week. I think we'll see a very active storm path start to develop across the nation, and that should make us our rainfall a little bit above average. Would not be surprised to see a little bit of light snow. I don't anticipate a lot of snow in November, but a little bit of light snow flurries the last 8 days of the month, something like that. And, you know, temperature-wise, I think we'll have some, you know, average right now is about 63 degrees for a high temperature. So it's cooling down, and it's cooling down quickly, and that will be the trend in November. So there's going to be some cold weather, no question about it, but I also think there could be some days in November where we're in the 70s. And I'm not a hunter per se, but I've talked to a lot of hunters. They kind of like these big swings. They like the cold air rushing in and kind of gets the animals moving.
Yeah, I would agree with that completely. Bo?
Yeah, I was going to ask, you know, it seemed like a fairly, I know it was destructive, but a fairly quiet hurricane season for the year, other than Ian, which was, that was horrible for so many people.
Right.
Does that make your forecasting more difficult? Because, I mean, I picture, you know, cake batter being spinned up even more. Does that make a difference?
Not necessarily, though the hurricane season certainly comes into play with the fall forecast, but it also comes into play with the winter forecast of what's going on. I do not think the hurricane season is over yet. The season itself runs until the end of November. There are some indications come around Veterans Day that there could be a hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico again. That's a long, long way off. But I don't think the hurricane, it has been quiet. There's no question about it.
Even
in quiet seasons, you can have very destructive hurricanes, and we've proven that once again. But I don't think we've put the tropics to bed yet.
That's good. You know, I'm pretty sure, and I was looking back through it here and haven't come across it yet, but I was pretty sure I saw, Dave, you posted something regarding hurricane season up on Facebook recently.
Yes. Yeah, Dave Murray's Weather, if anybody's interested, you can go to that.
Yeah.
But it is still, I think that post is still up.
Oh, good. And basically, I mean, just to highlight that post again, your point was, yeah, it was hurricane season. It was not a severe hurricane season by any stretch of the imagination. But I wanted to ask you, it's pretty interesting. A lot of national pundits, not meteorologist types, but a lot of national pundits, immediately pivoted to climate change and wanted to blame the severity of Hurricane Ian on that, I think. And some meteorologists pushed back on that. Where do you stand on that issue?
No, I definitely push back on it. I mean, every hurricane season can have a storm like Ian. And we have to remember that that part of Florida does not get hit very often. And the growth, the problem with jumping on, you know, climate change on everything, first of all, it starts to sound like, you know, crying wolf all the time. But there are definitely cycles in weather patterns, and that's what I am. I tend to be a cyclist when it comes to long-term forecasting and long-term events and which way we are headed. But the growth, the population growth in that area, the population growth has just been exponentially exploding down there. So you are going to have some tremendous damage when a storm like that comes in. And it was a large storm. It wasn't like, you know, Andrew was a Cat 5, but it was a really condensed storm system. Ian was not. It was a broad-based storm that happens. And you know, anybody, and there were also a lot of people who have moved to Florida, that part of Florida, since the last major hurricane in that part of the state. And I do think that in some cases people were not as prepared as they should have been. You know, you get a little lax in saying, oh, well, we're never going to get hit by a hurricane. Well, you are. You're in Florida. You are at some point going to get hit by a hurricane.
Yeah, it's a good
point. So it's a cycle. These are cycles that we go through, and we will go through cycles. We've gone through cycles ever since we've been forecasting weather, ever since there's been weather.
Looking back on your long career, Dave, were you ever the guy that was sent to stand in the middle of one of those and hang onto a telephone pole as it blew through?
No, but I did. I have flown into a hurricane. That was during my Good Morning America years, and I covered Hurricane Opal, which was in the 90s down in the panhandle of Florida. Mm-hmm. Did not do the let's stand out and see if the wind can blow me away. But it was more of the biggest thing once you get on the ground with a hurricane like an Opal or you know any kind of really like Cat 3 or higher is the amount of destruction right along the coast, and you can move maybe a quarter of a mile inland. And the destruction is 70% less than what you see on the coast.
Wow! Now, Florida, I always love when I love when the tourists are walking behind the reporter with their shopping bags. Or
that's right. Yeah.
Kind of unfortunate.
are they out, you know, holding onto that phone call and a car goes driving by?
Yeah. Never fails. Or the guy's in a boat. I remember the video, the guy in the boat.
NBC reporter.
And then somebody walks by behind him with, like, galoshes on. It was it was pretty fun. You got to be careful in those live shots.
Oh, yes, you do. So, and remember, it's all on tape.
Yes. Everything is recorded. Just like your mic is always on, right, Dave?
That's right. That the rule? Yeah, you never, ever forget that.
So, again, just to remind people, November 17th is when I think you told me you're gonna bring out your full winter forecast, and you always debut that, I believe, on the Dave Glover Show. Is that correct?
Right, yes, on KMOX. It'll be at 4:05 in the afternoon on the 17th, and then shortly after that, probably about 20 minutes later, I posted on my Facebook page, again, Dave Murray's Weather. And the whole thing is there. It's actually, you know, we kind of do a condensed version on Glover's show, and then the full-blown text is there. And it's usually 7-8 pages long.
You say a dense version on the Glover show?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. You know that.
So the fat of the back of a hog. So the fat of the back of a hog does not predict weather. The persimmon, fork, or spoon does not predict the weather in your forecast.
No,
correct?
It's always fun. But it's always fun. It's always fun to do the persimmon. I have done that for years and years and years, and every year it's a spoon. But it's, yeah, what I always warn people probably saying, you know, wait a minute, what's the persimmon thing? You take the seed of a persimmon. First of all, it has to be a local persimmon. If you're buying one in the grocery store, you don't know where
it
came from.
Not going to work, right.
So well, it will work, but it's going to maybe work where that persimmon grew. But cutting open a persimmon seed is not an easy thing to do. And, and be very, very careful. If you use a razor blade, just fair warning.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I'll be butchering the hog on the 13th of November, so then I can share my information with you.
That's good. I take that in, Bo. I take that. You know, there is nothing that I don't look at when it comes to really everything. You know, when making even a short-term forecast, it's when I would drive into work, it would be I'm looking at the clouds, I'm looking at the trees, I'm looking at how birds are reacting and things like that. And if you don't do that, then you're leaving a lot on the table.
Yeah. Dave Murray, we love your passion for the weather of this planet and more importantly, this region. We thank you very much and we wish you a happy holidays. And maybe we'll get you on in the middle of winter and go, Dave, save us.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Happy holidays to you guys, too.
All right. Thank you. Meteorologist Dave Murray there. Great to get him on here and some of his expertise on the whole thing. Isn't that great? Funny
the question
guy.
Is,
and he takes everything tongue-in-cheek, which I appreciate, too.
I always bring up the hog fat on the back of the hog, all that stuff. But the big question is, I grew up in Minnesota, which they've already had a couple of snows. Do you have to wear a coat over your costume on Halloween? That's the predictor.
Poor kids, I know. We forgot to ask him what the weather was going to be like for Halloween. I'm sure
that's Monday.
We got our kid, when she was little, her grandmother spent a lot of money on a Tigger costume, and it was 75 degrees that day. The poor kid had sweat rolling, like trickling off her nose. It was never fails.
That's awesome.
All right. Well, that does it for this edition of a Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors.
And another airing of the show begins, this week or next week?
This
7
week.
7 a.m. on Saturdays?
Sundays.
Sundays?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
We're on all weekend.
We are on not only 97.1, but KMOX as well.
You'll be able to find us for sure. For Mark Cox and Carl Middleman, my name is Bo Matthews. Thank you for listening. Share the show. Share the podcast of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Have a great weekend. See you, boys.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.